Good morning, everybody. This is Monty, a.k.a. KD6CAE, of course, live from the American Council of the Blind 2014 convention. This is my first full day, and not much planned for me today. There are a couple of events that I was looking at in the program that I want to register for. I saw them in the program and going to try to register for them. A couple of events. One I always attend. The other one I've never attended before. So, and it's located at the top of the Riviera. So you can go up there and play radio. Anyway, I've got everything together. I'm about to head downstairs. So let's see if we can't find an elevator. Maybe get lost. Maybe, see how long it'll actually take us to get down. I'm actually going to go down there. Go to registration and get a bite to eat. Not necessarily in that order, but I figured I'd take you along so that you could experience firsthand what it is like for folks like me who have never been to the Riviera before, which is probably most of the people here. And we're about ready to leave the room, leave my room, and head downstairs to the first level. So we're going to go from the 15th floor down to level 1. I love elevators, something I can't say for a good friend of mine. But I'm going to go down there in just a moment, and we're going to see how lost we can get. Not only getting down there, but also, especially once we get down there, finding various places. I also want to get a bite to eat, I think. But I think before I do that, I'll go to registration. I think that'll be first. So here we go. I'm going to leave my room. Wow, heavy door. We're going to make sure I have my key with me, and I do. Here we go. Making sure we're closed up tight, as we should be. Yep, we are. You don't really hear it. Okay, so now, let's see how I get my bearings here. We are outside my room right now, and I believe from here, we want to make a right, I think, to head down toward where the elevators are. And so I'm going to do that. What I'm doing right now is I'm actually looking to see where the braille is on the doors. Oh, it's actually, should be over here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's my room, 1521, right to the left of the door. Okay, just getting my bearings. Okay, we're going to head down to the left, or to the right, with my room on my right, and heading down this long hallway and walking along. It's a very straight shot, pretty much, until you get down toward where the elevators are. And I'm still learning. This is only day one, so I'm still learning where everything's at. And so I'm walking down the hall right now. To locate an elevator, or try to. It's very quiet up here. It's a far cry from what we're going to hear when we get downstairs. And see if I can find where the elevator is. It's way down at the other end.
Can I help you?
I'm just looking for the elevator down here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on. Right there.
Oh, no problem.
This is my car right there.
Oh, no problem.
Can you move a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This way? Yeah.
So I can come up.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Yep, so we're just going to continue going down.
Yes.
I'm still learning everything since I just got here last night.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm here 9 to 5, so
anything
you need, just let me know, okay?
Yeah. I'll be in my...
Just come out for the room and hello me.
Okay.
My name is Gloria.
Gloria? Okay.
Yes.
I'll be in room 1521, so feel free to make the bed in there.
Now you want to turn right.
Right? Okay, so it's a right turn when you get out to this open. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right turn from here.
And then?
And it's going to be...
And your right side.
On the right side. Let me see if I can feel it.
You are in the middle of the room, then right there.
Let's see if I can feel. I want to feel for the button. Oh, it's... Okay, so I want to go down, so it should be this one.
Yes.
All right, see, I slowly figure things out.
You just need time.
Yeah, exactly. By the time this convention's over, I will be a pro at this.
You'll be learning everything. You're going to take the last one.
Oh, wow, yep.
The last one, right there.
Yep, and I'm going to go down to...
Lobby?
Yep, going to the lobby myself.
I think everybody's going to lobby.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, well, cool. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Monty. We...
Sweet.
And I take it you all, are you all here for the ACB convention, or are you just...
We awesome. All are. Awesome.
Yeah, you're loved all, aren't you?
Yeah. We're at the lobby already?
Yep, we're already here.
This thing goes fast. Holy cow.
Yeah, trip me out.
All right. Now we're in the lobby. And now the fun begins. Good song. All right, I'm directly across from the elevators now. Now I gotta find registration so that I can. Let's see. Oops, sorry about
sorry.
That. No problem.
Just got it.
Yeah. Oh, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Huh?
Where are you headed?
To the Banana Cafe.
Okay, you're pretty close, I believe. Okay. Let's see.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, that's funny. They're playing Earth, Wind, and Fire on the overhead music. And we heard that last night in the bar that when I was over at Vicky's Tavern. So right now I'm going to work my way toward where I think registration is. So right now we're directly... There's a little tile area here, along with some carpet here. I'm going to, I think, I want to follow the carpet, maybe? Let's see what I can find out here as I work my way to registration. Stand by one.
Okay, well, I know exactly where that is. You're okay. Going the right way. I'll bring you over there.
I appreciate that. What was your name again?
Samantha.
I'm Monty. Nice,
nice
to meet you.
You.
Yeah, you guys have been
you
very...
Hold my elbow?
Yeah,
okay,
you guys perfect. Have been very helpful, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad. How long have you been here? Before?
Since last night.
Oh, okay.
So I'm literally just getting my feet wet here.
Yes. Yeah, there's a few areas that you should know about. What area are you staying in? The Monte Carlo?
The Monte Carlo.
Okay, so you found that.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're on our right. We're passing the pool.
Okay. Basically, when I come out of the elevator on the Monte Carlo, if I want to come down toward where, like, registration is and all that, do I make a left or a right when I come out of it?
When you come out of the Monte Carlo elevators, I believe you make a left.
Okay.
And, yeah, a left.
Okay, cool.
And basically, the way you were heading was exactly the perfect way you were supposed to go.
Not bad. Not bad for not knowing where I'm going.
So we're passing, an ABC store.
Right, one of the retail stores. And then anything off to our left or is everything off to our right now?
On our left, we're passing the Java stop. It's like a coffee shop.
Okay. Wonder if you can get pastries in there.
Yeah, they kind of have some, like, stuff like that.
Okay.
Pastries, coffee, smoothies.
Yeah, okay. I might check them out a little bit later because
after
I get done with the registration thing, I'm going to try and find me something to eat. But don't know if I'll succeed, but we'll see. Okay.
But we're about to pass hotel registration.
All right. Yeah, I remember it took me a while to find that yesterday, too.
Yep.
But I finally took care of that. We're all good now.
Perfect. We're going to head off over here.
All right. Making a little slight right here.
Just because there's so many people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A little bit of carpet, a little bit of tile. You just got to kind of know what you're on.
Yeah, so you kind of just go over this, like, tile area.
Uh-huh.
This is the lobby, and then you're going to get on carpet right now.
Okay.
And you're about to pass the volunteer desk.
Okay. And
on your left.
All right. That's good to know.
And could you wait 1 second?
No problem.
I need to take a picture with my supervisor.
Oh, go ahead. Go for it. Yeah, go for it. It is July 12, 2014, by the way. First full day for me here at ACB. Headed for registration, and then...
All right, sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Okay. Take your time. Yeah, I got you.
And
doing very good.
We're just on this long, red carpeted area.
Yep. Hey, I can say I'm on the red carpet. Yay.
So we're going to go into Capri 103. The first door on your right.
Okay, Capri 103.
Yeah.
The elevators are a long way from here.
They are, yeah. Not anywhere near.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a long line.
Oh, wonderful. Wonder if I should... Because one of the events I want to register for is today, so... I want to make sure I get that done.
What event?
I forget the name of it, but it's the ACB students folks. They have they're having a little welcome party up at the top of the hotel later today.
Okay.
And I was gonna register for that, and then they have a comedy night on Thursday night. I was gonna register for.
Sounds fun.
It does. I've attended the comedy night a couple of years back when I was last at one of these conventions, and I definitely went to my room laughing like crazy afterwards. I usually record those events too, because it's quite exciting. So, hopefully that can be done. I know why the line's long. This is a big registration day. People are coming in.
Today's the busy day.
Yeah, today's a very busy day. I mean, I don't have to register for the comedy night now, but I mean, if I'm going to be there, I might as well do them
might
both.
Might as well, true.
That is.
And I've heard of some people, like this one lady, she wanted to do like a Microsoft Windows 8 class.
Yeah, they're doing those too, yeah.
And when it gave her a confirmation when she was doing it online,
uh-huh.
But then when she showed up here, it was all booked. So,
oh,
like,
no.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm glad they're doing that. I was going to do it until I saw the price of it. I'm like, can't quite do it.
Are you pre-registered?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm registered now, yeah. I'm here to register for a couple of events that I haven't yet registered for.
Okay. I think that you will need to go to the line over on this side.
Okay,
cool. A whole separate line just for us. I like that. That makes things a little easier, maybe?
Yeah, it's not as long.
That's good to know that there are two lines, one for the people that haven't. Okay.
Yeah, it's different.
I'm glad they asked us that.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have been here longer than we needed to be.
Exactly.
So where are you from?
I am from California. I was born and raised in the high desert, Lancaster area of California. But I recently, like as of like 2 months ago, moved to Bakersfield, California. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Pomona, California.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I know exactly where that is. I travel down that way every now and again.
Uh-huh.
Got friends in Riverside and down that way. So
that's kind of like the area. What is it next there, like Knott's Berry Farm?
Kind of down there. Well, no, my area is, there's really nothing. Six Flags Magic Mountain would be the closest thing to me. That's about 60 miles away.
Okay, yeah.
So, at Bakersfield. So, what brought you to Vegas?
My parents, like when I was one, they just upped and moved. Like, let's try Vegas.
Okay.
You know, the opportunities are good here. So.
Well, that's true. Well, hey, you get to meet cool people like us crazy blind people at the convention.
And, there's crazier people here, trust me.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's true. That I can guarantee you.
Yes.
All types are here.
Yes.
Las Vegas is... I mean, you come here, you will see people of all types, no matter what you're doing.
From all over.
From all over.
It's
from
like a transit city.
Yeah, literally. I mean, even if you've never lived here, you could come here and you'll still find all kinds of people around.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, I call it a tourist city, because really, it's for the tourists. I mean, I think this is the hotel capital of the world.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if it is. I'll have to research that, because...
Yeah, I think we even have, like, hotels and, like, I know I go UNLV.
Yeah.
And we already actually have our little mini campus in Singapore. So, like,
really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually on the UNLV campus. Another fellow blind friend of mine was going there for a while.
Uh-huh.
So I got to go to the student union there.
Yeah,
And I was enjoying that. They had some cool places there. The Taco Bell there was good. Uh-huh. And where else did I go there?
They had Pan Express.
I don't do Chinese, so I didn't go there. But I went to Taco Bell and I went to Starbucks.
Yep.
Yep. I had to have my morning bun. Like I said, I don't do coffee, but I love pastries.
Yeah, you like pastries.
I do love pastries.
I have a sweet tooth too, so I understand.
So that's what I do. And I'm a technology junkie. I've been going to school to basically become a network administrator, you know, the kind of person that when the internet breaks, you get to find out why.
Okay, so like I have Cox Communications, so like whoever I call,
if I'm
having like issues with Wi-Fi and stuff.
Yeah, with your internet service, I might be the one to help you.
Oh, okay.
You know, it'd be cool to do that.
Yeah.
I love, like, when my internet goes down, I do my own troubleshooting before I even think about calling tech support, because they don't even, they'll be like, do you have your computer turned on? Yeah, I did that 27 times.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll talk about, like, the most basic.
Basic thing. I love when they say, especially in my case, are the lights blinking on your modem? Let me just look at that. Wait, I can't see them.
Uh-huh.
I have other ways to find that information out, but still, it's just funny, because they don't know.
Yeah.
But it's funny as heck to hear them do that.
Uh-huh.
So I try to, you know, do my own troubleshooting, figure out what's wrong, and I have successfully diagnosed issues. I've sometimes still had to get a tech out there, but I've at least figured out what the problem was before they got there. So when they come,
I'm
gonna be like,
terrible computers.
A lot of people are, and not as many of the younger people are horrible with computers, but sometimes there's a lot of, I mean, they're complex things.
Yes.
I mean, they're great. Don't get me wrong, they're awesome. But there's a lot of complex stuff hidden under the hood.
Yeah, I think it should be required to, like, at least make, like, you know how, like, they have general education? They
yep.
should have, like, at least, like, a computer class or two.
Yeah, I think they should, because some of these people, you know, they barely know how to turn a computer on, and the slightest bit of an error, and they go, what the heck is this? And they think their computer's going to explode. And there are, I mean, these computers are very, there's a lot in them, and if you don't know the basics, you won't know how to do much. And so I try to help people when I can,
mm-hmm.
but it's not easy sometimes. Especially when you have to shut down the computer with a button called start. Yeah, that's always fun. Click the start button to shut down your computer. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I basically do computers, radios. I'm actually a licensed ham radio operator.
Wow.
And I've done that since I was 11 years old. That was 23 years ago. And
where do you go to school?
Antelope Valley. Right now I'm taking a break for a semester. I'm giving myself a one semester break.
Okay.
Because I've been going for the last 2 years at Antelope Valley College, which is a community college where
uh-huh.
I used to live. Now that I've moved, I'll probably have to transition to either the community college in Bakersfield, or get really brave and see if I can get into Cal State Bakersfield.
Yeah.
But
that's a good school.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So that's what's going on with me. And I feel bad now that I'm taking up all of your time as we wait for this line to...
No, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, good.
Don't worry.
I just figured you were here to just tell people where it is, and
no,
that's it. You don't actually help them out.
I'll follow them or give them, like, a tour.
Aw, that's
so
cool.
So, yeah, it's not a big deal.
That's good. But see, since you're tied up with me, you can't help anybody else, and there's all these people here.
There are tons of volunteers.
Oh, good, yes. good.
There's, like, at least, like, I'm with the police department. I'm a volunteer for them.
Oh, sweet.
There's at least, like, 5 others of me.
Oh, sweet.
And then
there's many others, yeah.
Churches.
Yesterday, it was really cool. I was one of the volunteers that helped me with the registration at the hotel. It took me 25 minutes to find that place because of where I was dropped off.
Uh-huh.
They dropped me off at the parking garage.
Oh, no.
I got into the hotel, and I'm like, oh, God, how do I get up to the hotel?
Uh-huh.
Had to find the escalator. I hate escalators. Thank God that's the only one I'm going to have to deal with. And got up there, and it took me about 20 minutes after that to actually find a volunteer that could get me to registration. So it's too bad there's no way, like, we could be given, like, a little radio type thing, like a little walkie-talkie, and whenever we need a volunteer, we could just key the thing and be like, hey, can a volunteer help me? I'm over here.
You should be, like, the coordinator for the volunteers. You know exactly what is needed.
Yeah, we could have, like, little walkie-talkies that,
yeah.
You know, they have those little walkie-talkies that kids often use?
Yeah.
Those would be perfect for what I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
of.
You know, right now we're just trying to look around to see if anyone's,
That's pretty much how it always goes, you know. You look around for someone who looks confused or lost like I always am, and that's usually how it goes. But if we had, like, a way to actually call out for a volunteer,
mm-hmm.
whether it be by radio or even by phone, if there was, like, a number we could call.
That's ridiculous that they don't have that.
You know, with the technology nowadays, I'm surprised they don't. I guess they figure
they do. They just, you know.
They don't want to. That's what it is. They don't want to. They're too cheap. They don't want to buy 200 of those, $2 walkie-talkies, you know. That's literally all you'd need.
Exactly. Doesn't take much.
With my little, and those of us that already have radios that could transmit on those channels, we wouldn't even have to be given a radio. We could just use what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the options are there.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to talk to whoever I would talk to about that. Mm. That'd be cool. So you guys must coordinate at the volunteer desk. Is that how you guys pretty much meet up and kind of do a debrief.
Yeah, that area where we kind of stopped, there's like a volunteer desk area.
Yeah.
They have all those people go over there and just sign up. And basically, we all have the same task. It's just to wait in the lobby area. Basically.
So you can actually sign up to be a volunteer even now. If you weren't aware that you could be one and you wanted to be one.
That's the thing. You have to like go on the internet like days before. I don't know how many days before. Sign up that way.
Oh, so everybody over there is already signed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're already on some sort of list.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, one thing I've noticed, like the other line, we haven't moved a bit in this line yet. How about that?
Yeah, everyone's got something different to take care of.
That's
probably
good.
The same thing.
This is the first big day. And
oh, is it?
Like people started arriving really a couple days ago, but all the big events begin today. The exhibit hall opens today.
Okay.
By the way, I hope I'm wearing my badge correctly.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, good. I want to make sure I'm readable. Because I try to make sure I'm identifiable as I walk through the convention hall here.
How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Eisnoggle.
Eisnoggle.
Eisnoggle, yeah.
Pretty neat last name.
You can call me Eisnoggle or Eisnoggle. I've heard it all. I go by Monty.
Samantha,
that works. Mm. So yeah, I'm just recording, and I'm gonna pause my little recording that I'm doing. So since my friend that's coming to be my roommate in a couple days isn't an elevator fan, where would they get the stairs that are on the inside, like the, if you know, from the lobby going up?
To go up to their room or to go up to the classes for like the convention and everything?
To go up to their rooms. So it'd be the Monte Carlo tower, like from the lobby, the stairwell going up on the inside of the building, going up.
There really is just that one elevator.
Oh, really?
I can think of.
Oh,
okay. To go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember seeing an escalator, but...
Well, no, I'm not talking about an escalator. I'm talking about an actual set of stairs, because...
They probably do, mm-hmm. And like down this hallway to your left,
uh-huh.
The one that we were traveling on,
right.
They have a lot of exit doors,
right?
And you can take the stairs up there, but
right.
some of them go down, some of them go up, so you definitely need someone there.
Yeah, to help you find the right stairs that take you in the right place.
Yes,
because my friend,
they do have that. It's not very like. Obviously.
Well, I wouldn't normally be even asking about it, but hey, my friend loves their exercise and they love stairs, so I wanted to, you know, help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
There is a staircase right on the outside, right near our room, but they want to try to get on the inside, you know, stay on the inside of the building so that they don't have to worry about, oh God, did I come in the right entrance or whatever.
Uh-huh. Well, I can ask, like, when we're done with this, we can ask someone who kind of knows the building a lot more than I do.
Right.
I don't really know.
No, no problem. I didn't expect you to immediately know, you know. But, hey, now you can, if anyone else asks, you might have more information for them. So I'm going to pause this again. I will be back. We're still in the same registration line, in the same spot. If we move, I will let you know. If we move by the end of convention, I will let you know. Ow. Ooh. I'll begin my thing again. Let's see. We're finally, I think, going to get this done. Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did. I could have mentioned that, but...
I think you need to bring your list.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Right here?
Okay. We'll see Oh, here we go. I do have a chair here. Sweet. I'm finally getting done what I got to get done over here. Okie dokie. Hello there.
And they're not here anymore.
Of course not. Of course not. Just been our luck all day. They're here until I show up. Then they're not here anymore. Now watch themselves to come back over there. They do that a couple more times, and I will leave them. So they screw the event. And I'll put it on my little hashtag. I'll put, don't even come to registration. You won't get it done. Or if you come to registration, make sure you're not adding to your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm so sorry. If I had known it was going to be like this, I would not have...
If I weren't with you, I'd be with just someone else just trying to get some help.
And they'd probably be in the same place.
Yeah.
They'd probably be in the same place. So.
Yeah, yesterday I had to show a couple tour of the entire hotel on this side.
Oh, wow, okay.
Upstairs and downstairs, which took about an hour and a half.
Well, that's a little different, because at least you're walking around.
No.
That one's that
it's
one's
not really a big deal.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's good.
I'm seeing it in here.
Yeah,
we
now
don't
that
have it in the computer.
Looks
so
like
I'm gonna guess that.
Is it one of those things you can just show up
here?
For?
You look there, find it for me, and I'll look for it.
Yep, we'll see if we'll see. Let's hope the event that I saw on the program is in the computer. That would also just be my luck.
Look in the back on their calendar.
Because that would obviously mean I would have to go get some cash. I wasn't planning on doing that today. Like I said, I only do that when necessary.
I'll be with you guys in just a minute, okay?
Okay, we've hung out this long. I'm sure we can handle another minute or five.
Okay. Attitude thing.
Exactly. And it's the busiest day for you guys, so I can understand. So meanwhile, when did you get over here? Did you get here like around 10:30?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I came earlier than my shift would have called for. I was supposed to be here at 11.
Right.
And I was here at around 10:20.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, that works. Better to be early than late. You could never get in trouble for being early, ever.
No.
So that's a good thing.
They can put you to work for getting there early.
What's that?
They can put you to work for getting there early.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. This is true. Yep. Yeah, I know the name of the Thursday night event. It's ironic that I don't remember the name of today's event. I just know it's a welcome gathering of some sort.
Oh, they probably, yeah.
And I know what group is putting it on, so hopefully that'll be enough.
I saw it in the program, too. Oh, here's...
Wait a minute, how would you have seen it in the program? You have a program?
Yes, yeah. Well, I do need to sign up for it, so I do need to jump in line, okay? Thank you. Okay,
do they do it by affiliate?
Have you guys pre-registered?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. I have, rather. My last name is Icenoggle. Icenogle.
First name?
Monty.
Monty. Okay, Monty. I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, the trick is they better find me. If they don't find me, then that won't be good.
No, let's see. So we're on the 12th.
Yep. So is it a complete calendar by day or by...
Saturday, July 12th, skydiving registration, Black Canyon rafting, ACD Cafe Grand Prix,
okay.
Creek Convention Board meeting,
nope, keep going.
AI Squared merger with GW
Micro, keep going.
Windows 8.1 class, everything you ever wanted to know about Zoom Tech, Capri 112,
keep going.
City bus tour, the ADA fixed route transportation, ACB Exhibit Hall Rail 1.
Keep going. I think you're almost...
Oh, what time is it at?
4 something, I think.
I just need to jump to that.
Yeah.
There's nothing for 4, though. That's everything. So at 3:30, there's a Zoom Tech University training options from AI Squared.
There's nothing for the ACB students, people? That's not in there?
Then 4:30 is the next one, RDC workshop.
That's not it. That's curious.
But, you know. Maybe
well, maybe. When was that bus tour? That already happened, didn't it?
Yeah, a guy in line was telling me that there's a tour at 12 that he needs. City bus tour 1 at 12:15.
Yeah, that.
2:15.
Yeah, that would be cool to do, but I don't think I could get there in time. And then there's another one I think later on in the convention, if I remember right. I think it's tomorrow or Monday, maybe. I've forgotten about that until you just mentioned it.
Do you want to know more of what's going on today? Or?
Yeah, why not? What's after 4:30? What just...
5 o'clock. The reception.
I-C-E.
I-C-E.
Uh-huh.
N-O.
Uh-huh.
G-L-E.
And you said you pre-registered.
I did. I registered yesterday, so I guess technically...
Oh, okay. So, as far as...
Does that consider me pre-registered
no.
now? Or, oh,
pre-registration
okay.
Ended like the end of June.
Oh, yeah, that... yeah, okay. I just missed that, but I was... thinking I would already be in the system since I registered last night.
You are in the computer system, yes.
Okay, good. I'm hoping you guys will have the event that I'm looking for because I'm just looking at it here on the program and it's not here. I saw it in the main program, but it's the ACB students. They're having a welcome party at the one of the suites today at, I think it was 4:15. I don't see it in the... program
Saturday.
That
yeah, because there's an it's not a pay item.
Right, because the only reason I'm here was to add to my event list.
Today at what time, 4:15?
I believe it was 4:15. Sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, if I remember. My program is not with me, but that's what
Just a second. It's a welcome tour, though?
It's a welcome party gathering, like a social gathering type thing. It's up in the one of the suites. I think it was the executive director suite, I think.
Reception for Oral Miller Executive Director's Suite from 5 to 6:30.
Oh, that one, the Oral Miller one.
Is that the
There is a fee for that one.
Is that put on by ACB students, or is that something else? Because that doesn't sound like the right event. Maybe I'm thinking of a different suite. I'm getting my events all mixed up since I'm going from memory here. I don't have a program in front of me that
just
I can look at. Because my Braille one's up in my room.
Okay, ACB Students Welcome Party, that's at 8 p.m.
Oh, it's 8 p.m. Oh, I was way off on that one. Jeez. Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm looking to add to my portfolio. And I also wanted to add...
okay, that there is a charge for that, $10.
Yeah, that's 10. I wanted to add that, and then I wanted to add the ACB Students Comedy Night, which is Thursday. Should I come back for that, or could I add both of those right now?
No, we're doing both right now.
Okay, because I know you guys are super busy, and I didn't want to hold you guys up any longer than
necessary. You know what? As long as we're just going just fine.
All right. Let's go with...
ACB Students Night?
Yes. ACB Students Comedy Night on Thursday.
Comedy Night, yes. That's, I just lost it. There it is. From 9 to 11?
Yeah, that's the one.
And that is $12.
So 10. So that'll be a total of 22. And when is the next... Do you know when the next... I don't think I'll add it just to be on the same side, but when are the next city bus tours, just in case I decide to add one of those?
Sold out.
All of them? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that answers that question. All right.
That answers... That one's really good to go. Okay, so... Yeah. All right,
just those two.
Okay, so $22.
A nice little piece...
Card?
Yep, nice little piece of plastic right there. Yay, I finally did it. I dedicated an hour and a half of my time to do this. So, yay, I did it. And then I'll put my card away, and then we'll go find somewhere for me to sit down and eat. And then
okay, I do need your signature on here. Do you want this little card thing, or you just need them?
I'll just show me where to sign, and I'll be
there.
Good.
And I've got it. No, I got it. Right. I've got it over.
Right here.
Over a little bit farther. Right there.
Right there. Okay. My squiggly. Right there. You go.
Oh, that is good to go. Okay.
There you go.
Put that there.
All right.
I'm going to put it under that chair.
Okay. Now what? Now I just realized, whoa, I think I just lost my cane there.
Somebody's not happy.
Yeah, I hear that.
And it's not me.
And fortunately, it's not. It almost was me, but it ain't me now. Had to do that. Got to give him a hard time. So, okay, I think I got everything again.
So that one's at 8.
Yeah, that's an 8. That's way later than I thought. I don't know. No wonder I wasn't finding it.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to look at the program, you might see it.
ACB Students Welcome Party.
That's it.
Executive Director's Suite.
That's it.
From 8 to 10.
Yep, that's the one. Yep, I'll be going to that. I'm just waiting now because they got to give me my, I think they got to give me my my tickets for the two events that I, and I'll stick them in my goodie bag. That's why I brought it with me.
Yes.
I love these goodie bags. They're very, very useful. They hold quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
otherwise, you'd have to be carrying all this
stuff. All that stuff with me. It's like, no, I don't think so. And it's so big, I even added my radio to it when I'm not using it. It fits in there just nicely.
You have like a little mini radio on you?
Yeah, I have a little walkie-talkie. You know, I told you I had that little walkie-talkie thing.
I really had that with you right now.
I have it with me right now because...
Who are you hooked up to? Like,
right now, nobody. But if people want to meet up with me that I know that also have radios, I can contact them and be like, hey, I'm over here in the Wicked Vicky's Tavern, or I'm up in my room, come see me, whatever. You know, so I could do that. It's not on right now. It's not. That's why I say it's in my bag, but I'm not using it. So it's off right now. And
but you can contact anyone in this building if they happen to have one of these too.
Yeah, only if they happen to have one of these, which there's a handful of people that do.
Okay, Monty.
So how will this work? How will I know which ticket is which, or is there a way for me to know?
Do you read Braille?
Yes.
Okay. You will get. I'm going to put them in order. I'm going to give you the two tickets. They're printed, so somebody can read it to you, but they are also in Braille.
Oh, good. Okay. Because my plan is to stick them in my goodie bag till I need them.
Do you want these in an envelope?
Oh, if you wouldn't mind, that would probably be easier. That way, I won't lose either of them.
I'm sorry, Lori.
All right, so I am registered for the ACB Welcome Party and Comedy Night. Okay, so everything's put away. We're now headed away from registration. That was about 35 minutes of edited
I'm
recording
sorry.
Time.
I'm
sorry about that. No problem. Sorry about that.
So which way do you want to go? Do you want to go sit down somewhere?
Yes, I do want to go sit down somewhere so I can eat my goodies that you so graciously got for me. I do thank you for that, by the way.
Problem. I'm probably going to get something too if the line's not that long.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you should. You're welcome to eat with me if you want. And then you could. Then after I get done eating, I'm going to find a way to get over to the elevator because that's where I'm going to go up to. I'm going to go to my room after that. So I know how to get to my room once I'm up there. I just got to get to the elevator down here.
All that gambling.
Yep, yeah. All that stuff. So, we're now walking back through the lobby, back onto the tile from the bit of carpet that we were on, and walking back toward, I'm assuming we're walking back in the direction of where the elevators are, or such. Okay. All right, so we're continuing on now. I wonder how they decide where they want to put carpet and where they want to put tile, because like the tile seems to be just randomly there.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of sparkly.
Seems like it's mostly carpet throughout the lobby, but there's that little bits of tile.
Now we're going to go back on the tile.
All right.
It's just like where the bakery is.
Okay.
There's stools, bar stools right here.
Oh, wow. Okay. But are there tables or stuff to, or like little, because I've got, you know, I want to put my food on some kind of a counter. Okay, perfect. Let me just get a little bit more. There we go. All right. I am all set, I think, for now. And then I'll have to find a way when I'm done here in just a moment to do what I got to do. So thank you very much. I'm going to eat my goodies that I have.
Okay, so here are your napkins.
Ah, thank you.
Plates.
Ah, yes, yes.
And the water.
Is right there.
There.
Ah, perfect.
Can you just call over
the seat? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Why, thank you very much.
Yeah.